happy First Friday from the KBXC studios. There are a lot of things going on arts-wise across the region, so I'm just going to jump right in. In Cook tonight, there is a reception at the Northwoods Friends of the Arts Gallery, and they are celebrating a new exhibit by Jim DeVries and Jane Wertinen called Fish, Flora, and Fauna. The show is a combination of acrylics, watercolors, oils, and pen and ink pieces from those two artists. In Big Fork at the Edge Center for the Arts, they're featuring an artist, Terry Power. She creates incredibly unique stuff from natural materials. Think art made from using parts of cattails, art made from found clay that she's cleaned and recycled. She uses natural dyes created from a variety of things like walnuts, and she also creates clay pigmented collages. So that's Terry Power. That's at the Edge Center for the Arts. Her stuff looks really interesting to me. At the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, in addition to their vast permanent collection, the final show for their season is an exhibit by collage artist Andy Messerschmidt. We featured him on the morning show a couple of months ago. You can check out our website and listen to that interview. This is the last month that the Namath will be open until next spring. If you are in the Park Rapids area, I encourage you to stop by the Namath, check out their unique space, their amazing art, and also check in to see the final product of their Weaving Community Together project that's been going on since this past spring. It's been a collaboration between weaver Bruce Ingebretson, visual artist Luisa Fernanda Garcia Gomez, and many community members. It's sure to be impressive. Again, that's at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. In Brainerd at the Crossing Arts Alliance, that's right in downtown Brainerd, they're having a special event tonight. It's an art auction and gala. It runs from 5 to 7 tonight. All the pieces in the art auction are 8 inches by 8 inches, so 8 inches squared. There'll be music and food and drinks, and all of the items that'll be on the auction block are actually available for you to see right now at the Crossing Arts Alliance website. So you can go to their website today. You can bid online if you can't make the event, and that's kind of cool. So go to crossingarts.org. And you'll find that link to see all the auction pieces, and you can make a bid there if you are so inclined. Also at the Crossing Arts Alliance, opening next Friday, September 13th, is a really interesting show. It is called Fantastic Fibers. It is a collaborative show, 14 fiber artists, and they are coming at fiber art from a variety of mediums, from embroidery to hand-dyed fabrics, quilting, mixed media sculptural pieces, and even some large installation pieces. Every artist on display has sort of a contemporary re-envisioning of what we might traditionally think of as fiber art. So that one looks to be pretty interesting. Again, that opens at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd next Friday, Friday the 13th. And there is a reception for all those artists that'll run from 5 to 7 p.m. In Virginia, at the Lyric Center for the Arts, there is a new exhibit that was celebrated last night with an artist reception. John and Heidi actually spoke with the artist yesterday on the morning show, Ashley Kolkalee. She's a Duluth-based cut-and-paste enthusiast. She does collages that explore the landscapes and the human-built environments that are across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Her pieces are small-scale. They range from 3x5 inches to 8x10 inches. That show will be up for the rest of the month, and you can go on our website, KAXE.org, and check out yesterday's interview with Ashley Kolkalee and find out where her inspiration comes from, how she got started doing this kind of art in the first place, and how she decides on what subjects she's going to dive into and start cutting little pieces of magazines and placing them to make these little creations of art. In Bemidji, for the First Friday Art Walk, there's a lot going on. At the First Lutheran Church, they are hosting an exhibit from two people, Joyce Clevin. She is a nature photographer. Her show is called Noticing Nature, and she says still photography, especially close-ups, allow us to really see or notice things in nature that we may otherwise miss, like the smile of a dragonfly or the reflections on a soap bubble. So that should give you a little tease as far as what her show could be about. In addition to Joyce and her photography, also at the First Lutheran Church is a special show by Dr. Jim Ghostly. He actually passed away this past May, and this show is a collection of his woodworking. He was a gifted wood carver. He enjoyed participating in the wood carving groups in both Bemidji and Black Duck. And the show is a collection of his finest work. So, photography and wood carving at the First Lutheran Church. Also in Bemidji tonight at the Butch Holden Studio, there is a very special event happening. Butch, who is a potter, is hosting a garden party gallery walk reception along with jeweler Monica Hansmeyer and painter Jillian Bedford. Tonight from 4 to 7, Lou Samsa will be providing some fantastic guitar music. And the studio is actually going to be open again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you are in Bemidji and have time to stop by the Butch Holden Studio, I would advise doing it because, well, pretty much any place that you get to walk through a tunnel of flowers seems like a place you should visit. And of course, once you get through the tunnel, there's art waiting for you. So do it. That's at the Butch Holden Studio in Bemidji. Also going on in Bemidji, Gallery North is featuring Charles Alberti, and his current collection of paintings is titled Thematic Painting to Music. It focuses on listening to a piece of music and then painting images and colors that come to mind. Sometimes he continues to play the same music over and over and over as he paints, and other times he can listen just once and the imagery stays with him as he paints and it's just there. All of his paintings are acrylics on canvas. In addition to the actual paintings, folks who attend the exhibit will have an opportunity to pre-order and purchase large posters of any of the paintings in the exhibit. And Charles is actually giving a brief presentation at 4 p.m. today, so check out Gallery North. It's right in downtown Bemidji on 4th Street. When you are finished at Gallery North, you can just walk right over to Headwaters Music and Arts. They are hosting what they're calling the Harvest for the Senses, a group show featuring Friends of Headwaters. It's a curated exhibit featuring a variety of work, including pottery that's created by Headwaters pottery instructor Tom Daly, painted silk scarves created by art instructor Mary Therese. Also on display will be visual art by Diamond Nispel, Diane Rollholt, Jillian Bedford, and Rolf Lund. The public is invited to check out all this art at the reception that runs from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. tonight. And of course, the reception will be followed by the Headwaters Coffee House. Right inside Headwaters Music and Arts, the coffee house will start at 7 o'clock. They're kicking off their new season of First Friday events tonight. As always, the Headwaters Coffee House offers a supportive and welcoming open mic experience for musicians and spoken word performers. All ages and skill levels are encouraged to sign up for a 10 to 15 minute set. Sign up begins at 6:30. Performances begin at 7, and tonight's performances are going to include kind of a special feature. Carrie Grace, April Aylesworth, Charlotte Saxton, and Susanna Carter all emerged as winners of the recent Bemidji Sings competition. They're all heading to Woodbury at the end of the month to compete in the state competition. But before they leave, they'll be on hand at the coffee house tonight sharing their talents with you. I want to end by mentioning that at the Watermark Arts Center here in Bemidji, there is a special two-day event happening honoring two incredible artists who collaborate together and have been collaborating together for over 50 years. Marlon Davidson and Don Knutson are September's Shop 505 featured artists, and they will be on hand at the Watermark tonight from 5 to 7, and also tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can stop by and talk with them about their process and also view their extensive collection of work. Their collaborations are in collections across the country in public spaces and also in private homes. Their work varies in size from a few inches to several feet in width and height. It is multidimensional and inspiring and incorporates wood and color and shapes and texture. And I encourage you to stop by the Watermark tonight or tomorrow to meet up with Marlon and Don and talk about their artwork. And I also would like to let you know that there will be pieces on sale at the Watermark that are new creations and have never been seen or sold before. That is about it for me. I hope you get out and check out some art. If you can't get to a gallery or an exhibit of any kind, keep your eyes open. You might just notice a sculpture or a mural or somebody playing live music. Art is right under your nose. You just have to be aware of it. Thanks for listening to the First Friday Arts Cavalcade. I'm Katie Carter, and this First Friday roundup of arts happening all across northern Minnesota is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.